请我们看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们从第八节念起。
We read from verse 8.
一直念到第十四节。
Until verse 14.
提摩太后书第一章第八节。
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被羞的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but suffer evil along with the glad tidings according to the power of God.
这里中文说你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，在英文里头，在原文里头都是说你不要以我们的主的见证为耻。
The verse 8, the Chinese translation is one way, but the true statement in the English translation is be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
主的见证。
The testimony of the Lord.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
God who has saved us and has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages of time.
但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现，才表明出来了，他已经把死废去。借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
That has been made manifest now by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has annulled death and brought to light life and incorruptibility by the glad tidings.
我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父。
To which I have been appointed a herald, an apostle, and teacher of the nations.
为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。
For which cause also I suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep for that day the deposit which I have entrusted to him.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
Have an outline of sound words, which words thou hast heard of me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
从前所教托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
Keep by the Holy Spirit which dwells in us.The good deposit entrusted.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and have some further words of prayer.
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你，今天晚上你把我们带到你自己的面前。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you that this evening you brought us once again to yourself.
我们感谢赞美你，我们可以读你自己的话。
Lord, we thank you and praise you because we can read your own word.
我们现在求你的圣灵把你的话语点活在我们的里面。
We now ask the Holy Spirit to quicken your words in us.
你告诉我们说你的话就是灵，就是生命。
You have told us that your word is the spirit and life.
所以我们仰望你自己的灵，自己的生命供应我们。
So we look up to your own spirit and your own life to minister to us.
主，求你除去我们里面一切的拦阻。
Lord, we ask you to take away all the hindrance inside of us.
求你用你的宝血厚厚地洁净我们。
We ask you to cleanse us with your blood.
也求你用你的十字架把我们除尽。
You ask that you also clear us with your own cross. Lord, we put ourselves in completely in your hands. And we put ourselves before your word. We are willing for your word to conquer us. We are willing that your word changes us so that you can be glorified. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
This is our 的负担就是交托那忠心的人。
At this time, our burden is to entrust to the faithful.
我们知道我们今天是处在一个非常的时代。
We know that today we are in a very unusual time.
不但世界各种的光景告诉我们说万物的结局近了。
Not only the various things in the world are telling us that the end of all things is at hand.
并且我们看见就是神自己的教会也实在已经在老底家的光景中。
But also,the very church of God itself is in the condition of Laodicea.
圣经所预言的背道离教的事我们已经看见了。
We have already seen what the Bible has prophesied, the apostasy and the deviance.
许多我们所想不到的事情都发生在神儿女的中间。
Many things we could not have imagined is happening in among God's children.
当我们处在这样的一个环境中的时候，
when we are in this environment,
在我们里面我们有一个呼声，
in us there is a calling.
究竟在这样的一个境遇的中间，
when we are in such a circumstances,
神有没有话对我们说？
Is there a word from God to us?
如果我们没有神的话，
If we do not have God's word,
我们不知道我们前面的路应当怎么走。
We do not know what is the path before us for us to walk on.
我们也不知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
We will not be able to tell what is right, what is wrong.
我们实在是在一个进退两难的这个中间。
We are really in a position that going forward or going back.Are questionable.
我们知道说我们必须往前走。
We know we have to move forward.
但是我们不知道我们前面的道路是否是正确的。
But we do not know whether the path before us is a correct one.
因着我们怕错的缘故，我们就落在一个麻痹的情形的里面。
We are paralyzed because we are afraid of making mistakes.
所以在这个时候我相信在许多弟兄姊妹的心里头，
So at this moment I believe in the hearts of many brothers and sisters,
我们有一个呼声，
There is a calling inside.
虽然有的时候我们不知道用什么言语来发表它，
Oftentimes, although we do not know how to express it in words,
但是在我们里面有一个深的叹息，
But there is a deep sighing inside.
究竟我们的主在这个时候有没有应试的话语？
Do we really have a timely word from our Lord?
如果没有他的话，我们活不下去。
We are not able to live on without His word.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因为我们的主是全知的神。
Because He is the Lord who knows everything.
他知道一切临到我们身上的事情。
He knows everything that happens to us.
难道他不为我们有预备的话语吗？
Isn't He word prepared for us?
我们记得在约翰福音第十六章第四节的里面，
We remember in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 4.
主说，我把这些的事情告诉你们。
The Lord said, I tell you these things.
叫你们到了那个时候，你们就知道我已经对你们说过了。
So that when that time comes, that you will know that I have already told you. Our Lord truly loves us. He knows the things that will happen to us. So He has told us beforehand. So that we will not feel unprepared when things do happen to us.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们相信,
so dear brothers and sisters, we believe God in His own words
早已对我们说了话,
has already spoken to us. And now we have to find those words.
我们知道神所有的话语都是对我们说的。
We know that all the words of God are spoken to us. All God's words are precious.
但是在圣经的里面,
but in the Bible,
我们也承认说, 有几卷的圣经是特别与我们这个时代发生关系的。
We have to acknowledge that in the Bible there are several books which are particularly related to this time.
比方说像希伯来书,
for example, the book of Hebrews,
或者说像提摩太后书,
or 2 Timothy,
或者像彼得后书,
or 2 Peter,
或者像约翰的书信,
or John's letters,
和那个启示录,
and Revelation.
我们知道这几卷的书是特别与着末世我们这个时代发生很亲密的关系。
These books have very intimate relation with us at this end time.
我们这一次愿意集中在提摩太后书的上面。
This time we would like to focus on 2 Timothy.
主若愿意的话, 我们有四次的聚集。
Lord willing, we will have four meetings on this subject.
每一次我们要一同来看一章提摩太后书。
In every meeting, we shall study one chapter.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，你在空闲的时候，你把提摩太后书再看一下。So
brothers and sisters, I hope that when you have time, please read 2 Timothy.
这样我们在交通的时候就比较容易一点。Then
it will be easier for us to share on this book.
在我们还没有看提摩太后书之前，Before
we read 2 Timothy,
当然我们需要知道一点这个背景。We
need to know some background.
因为背景能帮助我们更了解里头的话语。Because
we can be helped to understand the words inside if we know the background.
照我们今天所知道的。According
to what we know today,
我们知道保罗他大概在主后63年的时候，他就从罗马的监狱里头被释放出来了。Paul
was released from the Roman prison in about 63 AD.
他为着主的福音，他在罗马关了2年之久。And
he was imprisoned in Rome for about 2 years for the gospel of God.
那个时候，他到了63年的时候，他被释放了。And
in AD 63, he was released.
他释放了之后，就照他这个所写的信所说的。
Now, according to the letter, his own letter,
因为他在监狱里头曾写了几封的书信,
he wrote several letters from the prison.
那么照着他书信上所说的,
according to what he said in the letters,
他应当是从监狱里出来之后就去重新去看望过去他工作的那些的教会。
After he was set free from the prison, he went to visit those churches where he worked before.
可能当他经过格利底的时候,
very possibly when he was passing through Crete.
他就把提多就留在那里了。
And he left Titus there.
然后他就到了以弗所。
Then he arrived at Ephesus.
到了以弗所，他就把提摩太留在那里。He
left Timothy there.
他自己就到马其顿去了。He
went forth to Macedonia.
他以为说他很快就可以回到以弗所了。He
thought he could return to Ephesus very soon.
但是不知道为着什么原因，他不能很快地回到以弗所。But
for some reason, he was not able to return to Ephesus.
所以他就写了这个提摩太前书。So
he wrote the first Timothy.
同时呢，他也写信给提多。
He also wrote to Titus.
叫提多啊，在尼哥波利斯那个地方与他相会。
So that Titus could meet him at Nicopolis.
因为他要从那里要到西班牙去。
Because he was to leave for Spain from there.
那很可能当他从西班牙再回来的时候。
Very possibly.When he returned from Spain,
圣经告诉我们说，特鲁菲摩因为生病的缘故，他就把他留在这个马利托斯，米连多。
The Bible tells us that he left. What's his name?
马利托斯。
A brother at Miletus.
那么他是否到以弗所，我们不知道。
We do not know whether he did return to Ephesus.
我们不知道他与提摩太有没有在相会。
And we don't know whether he met Timothy.
但是那个时候光景是已经完全改变了。
But at that time the conditions have changed.
所以他我们不知道究竟他是在特鲁亚呢，或者在哥林多呢，或者在别的地方，他就重新被捕了。
And we know that he was put he was captured again whether in Troia or Corinth.
他就重新被借到这个罗马去。
And he was taken in bound to Rome again.
但是那个时候的光景呢，已经完全不同了。
But at that time the condition has completely changed.
因为在主后六十四年，大概是七月的时候，这个尼罗王啊，他放火烧罗马城。
Because in AD 64, probably in July, the King Nero set the fire to burn Rome.
结果这个因着这个罗马城被烧的缘故，不幸呢就非常的这个怨恨。
And because the city of Rome was burned, so the people there were very angry.
据这个历史告诉我们说，当罗马城在烧的时候，他在那里弹琴啊。
According to history, when the city of Rome was on fire, this king was playing harp.
他在那里欣赏这个火祭。
And he was actually enjoying the sight.
我们不知道他为什么这样做。
We don't know why he did that.
有人说可能他要把老城烧掉了，他可以重新建一个更伟大的一个新城。
And some said that he would set fire on Rome to burn it up so that he could build a new city.
但是无论怎样，这个百姓呢，他就怨声载道。
But people were angry.
所以他一看那个光景不对了。
So when the king felt the difference there,
他就要找一个这个替身出来。
He had to find a scapegoat.
结果呢，很容易他就把这个罪名啊，就加在基督徒的身上。
So very easily he said the Christians burn the city.
因为基督徒与世界上所有的人都不同的。
Because Christians live a different life than the world.
所以他说是基督徒放火烧的。
So he said the Christians set the fire.
他把这个罪名啊，就堆在那个基督徒的身上。
So he put this crime on the head of the Christians.
从那个时候开始，做基督徒就是犯了。
From that point on, if you are a Christian, you are a criminal.
所以逼迫在各处的地方就起来了。
So the persecution started everywhere.
那么当然保罗他是一个目标。
Paul was a target.
所以他又重新就被俘了。
So Paul was put in prison again.
这一次他送到罗马去的光景与上一次完全不相同。
And this time the circumstances in which he was moved to Rome was completely different from the previous time.
我们记得他第一次到罗马去的时候。
The first time he was sent to Rome.
他可以住在自己住的那个房子的里面。
He was able to live in the apartment he rented.
虽然有一个禁卫军啊，日夜的与他烤在一起。
Although there was a soldier who was chained to him day and night,
但是他有相当的自由。
But he had considerable freedom.
他可以接待来看他的人。
And he was able to receive visitors.
我们看见《使徒行传》最末了的时候，告诉我们说。
And to the end of Book of Acts,
保罗在他自己所住的那个房子里面。
Paul was in his own rented apartment.
他能讲神的国，传扬主耶稣。
He was able to preach Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God.
而不受任何的拦阻。
And not hindered.
但是这一次当他再被俘的时候
But this time when he was put in prison again
那个光景完全不相同
The condition is completely different
据遗传所说的
According to tradition
他就被送到那个所谓的 sepulchre 就是好像一个坟墓的里面去了
He was put in this thing called sepulchre It's like a tomb
因为那是罗马一个又黑又潮湿的一个地壳
And this is a place underground, dark and wet.
他就被拘禁在那个地方。
He was in prison there.
并且呢，许多人都不知道他究竟在什么地方。
And many people do not know where he was.
所以这里告诉我们说，阿尼西佛他到了罗马，花好多的功夫才把他找到。
So here it says, Onesiphorus, when he arrived at Rome, he spent considerable amount of effort to find him.
当他分诉的时候
When he was defending for himself for court,
没有一个人起来为他做见证
No one would stand up and testify for him
全亚细亚都立起了他
The whole Asia was against him
虽然神是站在他的旁边
although God is on his side
叫他在初次分诉的时候
So when he was in his first defense
他还能为主做见证
He was able to give testimony for the Lord
但是他知道他的日子快尽了
But he knew his end was clear or was near
所以大概在主后67年冬天要开始之前
So it was at the beginning of winter in AD 67.
他就写了一封信给他所亲爱的儿子提摩太。
He wrote a letter to his beloved son Timothy.
叫提摩太要在冬天之前赶快赶到罗马来。
He asked Timothy to hurry to Rome before winter.
因为他切切地盼望能与提摩太再见一面。
Because he eagerly wants to see Timothy once more.
我们不知道究竟提摩太赶到没有赶到。
We do not really know whether Timothy made it.
我们只知道说大概在主后68年的时候保罗就殉道了。
We only know that in AD 68,Paul was martyred.
所以这一个就是提摩太后书的那个背景。
This is the background of 2 Timothy.
当保罗写这封书信的时候
When Paul wrote this letter,
他开始的时候就说
At the beginning he said,
他说我感谢神。
He said, I thank God.
就是我接受祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神。
Whom I served from my forefathers with pure conscience.
大概保罗他这里所说的祖先呢，就是指着他最近的那些的祖先。
When Paul mentioned forefathers, probably he mentioned those forefathers closest to him.
虽然他的祖先呢还不认识主。
Although his forefathers did not know the Lord.
但是他的祖先呢是用清洁的良心呢来侍奉神。
But his forefathers served God with pure conscience.
换一句话说，他们照着他们所有的亮光啊，来清心地服侍神。
In another word, they served God with pure conscience according to their light.
那么保罗，我们都知道。
Paul, we know.
他从前的名字叫做扫罗。
He used to be called Saul.
他是生在大树。
He was born in Tarsus.
但是他年幼的时候就到耶路撒冷。
But when he was young, he came to Jerusalem.
他在加莫利的门下来学律法。
He studied law under Gamaliel.
他是一个法利赛人的法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees.
那么根据那个时候祖先的遗传
，According to the tradition of his forefathers.
在那个所谓这个古人的遗传的这个黑暗的里面
，And he actually was in the darkness of this tradition.
他以为说主耶稣乃是犹太教的叛徒。
He thought our Lord Jesus was the rebels of the Judaism.
所以他就起来逼迫信奉这道的人。
So he rose up and persecuted those that believe in the way.
他以为说他这样子做乃是侍奉神。
He thought this is how he served God.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
在大马士的路上，主遇见了他。
All the way to Damascus, the Lord met him.
所以在那个光的底下。
So under that light,
他的眼睛被睁开。
His eyes were open.
从那个时候起，他就照着他所得着的新的亮光，用清洁的良心来侍奉神。
From that point on, he served God with pure conscience with this new light that he received.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
侍奉神需要有一个清洁的良心。
We need a pure conscience to serve our God.
这个清洁的良心不单是指着良心无愧说的。
This pure conscience does not only mean an uncompromised conscience.
这个清洁的良心呢，在英文里头说 pure conscience。单纯的良心
pure conscience means single and pure conscience
不但是我们良心的里面没有什么责备
not only we did not receive condemnation in the conscience
并且我们的良心呢向着我们的神是单纯的
but our conscience toward our God is pure
我们侍奉神没有其他的目的
there's no other motive when we serve our God
我们侍奉神就是为着侍奉他
we serve God because we serve him
保罗是用这样的清洁的良心来侍奉他的神
Paul serves his God with such pure conscience
同时他在正道所送送的儿子提摩太
and when he was referring to Timothy which is his son in the faith
提摩太是怎样的一个人呢
and what kind of person is Timothy
他特别提到一点他说在你里面有个无为的信心
and in particular he mentioned that in you there is genuine faith
这个信心最初是在你的外祖母罗伊和你的母亲尤尼基的心里的
and this same faith was in your grandmother Lois and also in your mother Eunice
有的解信的人认为说这个外祖母罗伊啊和他的母亲尤尼基都是所谓的 original believers 就是在五旬节那个时候信主的信徒
Some Bible scholar says that the grandmother Lois and the mother Eunice they were the original believers that means the believers at the Pentecost
在五旬节那天你记得世界各处的犹太人敬畏主的犹太人都到耶路撒冷去过节了
We remember on the day of Pentecost according to the book of Acts That day, many Christians, many believers were there in Jerusalem.
所以到五旬节那一天呢，三千人得救了。
So on that day, 3,000 were saved.
很可能这个外祖母和母亲就在那个时候，他们信了主了。
So very possibly, his grandmother and his mother received the Lord at that time.
当然他们带领这一个孙呢，从小就用神的话来带领他。
And they have brought up their grandchild. From their youth with the word of God.
当保罗到了那个 Lystra 的时候
When Paul was at Lystra,
因着保罗的传福音，叫这一个青年人蒙恩得救了。
Because of the gospel which Paul preached, this young man was saved.
所以在这个青年人的里面有一个无为的信心。
So in this young man, there is an unfeigned faith.
不但他的信仰是纯正的
Not only his faith is right
并且他的信心呢也是真实的
But his heart, his faith is true
弟兄姊妹这个也是非常重要的
Dear brothers and sisters, this is very important
我们今天对于我们所信的
Today, for the object of our faith
我们要知道我们所信的究竟是怎么一回事
We have to know what is this one that we have faith in
同时呢不但我们所信仰的要正确
Not only our faith has to be accurate,
并且我们的信心呢，也要非常的真实。
But this heart of faith has to be very genuine.
这一个是在提摩太的里面。
And this is in Timothy.
所以弟兄姊妹，你在这里看见两件事。
So dear brothers and sisters, here we see two things.
一件是清洁的心。
One is a pure conscience.
还有一件就是无畏的信心。
The other is a genuine faith.
是不是今天我们在这里侍奉神
？Now when we serve God today,
是根据这两件东西。
Is it according to these two things?
我们需要在神的面前有一个单纯的良心。
Before God, we need to have a pure conscience.
有人忽略了他的良心。
Some have neglected his conscience.
圣经告诉我们说，一个人如果忽略了良心呢，就像一个船呢，有了一个漏洞一样。
The Bible tells us that for a man who has neglected his conscience is like a boat with a hole in underneath.
他这个信心呢，要完全失落的。
The faith could lose out from the boat.
所以我们做基督徒的人
，So we Christians，
我们的良心非常的重要。
Our conscience is very important.
我们没有信主的时候，我们的良心靠不住。
Before we believed the Lord, our conscience was not reliable.
但是当主耶稣用他的血把我们的良心洗干净之后
，But when our Lord Jesus cleansed our conscience with his blood.
你就看见说，神就借着我们的良心来对我们说话。
Then God will speak to us through our conscience.
所以我们行事为人，要在神面前，在人面前，存做一个无愧的良心。
So we have to walk before man and before God.With a pure conscience.
特别在侍奉神的事情上
Particularly having to do with our service to God.
不但我们的良心呢，不应当指责我们
Not only we should not be blamed by our conscience.
并且在我们良心的里面，我们向着神没有其他的意见。
But also in our conscience, we have no other opinion to our God.
如果我们这样来侍奉神，是神所悦纳的。
If we serve God this way, this is pleasing to Him.
还要加上一个无畏的信心。
Then we also have to have a sincere faith.
我们要知道我们所信的是谁。
We have to know whom we believe.
我们如果所信的是人的话。
If we believe in a man.
我们所信的是古人的遗传。
If we believe in the tradition of old.
而我们不知道我们所确信的究竟是怎么一回事。
We do not know this thing that we really believe in.
这样我们也没有办法来侍奉神。
Then we will not be able to serve God.
我们有了一个准确的信仰。
If we have an accurate faith.
加上一个绝对的相信。
And have a complete faith.
这一个就是无畏的信心。
And this is the unfeigned faith.
记住这两件东西。我们在地上可以侍奉神。
By these two things, we can serve God on earth.
但是在这个时候
，But at this point,
这个清洁的良心和无畏的信心受到极大的考验。
At this point, the pure conscience and unfeigned faith were tested.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为那个时候环境已经完全改变。
Because the conditions at the time has changed.
保罗他在那里被捕。
Paul was put in prison.
全亚细亚都离开他。
Whole Asia has deserted him.
我们知道亚细亚那一带乃是保罗他可以说把他自己的命都放在里头的。
We know that Asia is a place where Paul has laid down his life for.
是他心所爱的。
This is the place where Paul loved.
但是当保罗被捕的时候，全亚细亚都离开了他。
But when Paul was in prison, the whole Asia deserted him.
当然这不是说全亚细亚的信徒他们都否认主了。
It is not to say that the believers in Asia denied the Lord.
他们不过是离弃保罗。
They just deserted Paul.
因为保罗太热了。
Because Paul was too hot.
他们怕如果承认他的话。
And they were afraid if they were connected with Paul.
他们也要受灾殃。
Then they would be in trouble.
所以虽然他们没有否认主。
So although they did not deny the Lord,
但是他们与保罗维持一个很远的距离。
They kept a far distance from Paul.
他们为着要保存他们自己的性命。
In order to preserve their own lives.
他们是爱惜他们的自己。
They loved themselves.
他们不敢呢，为真理做见证。
They dare not testify to the truth.
他们可以说是想隐藏起来。
We can say that they have hidden themselves.
不是否认主。
They did not deny the Lord.
但是也不敢公开地在那里承认主。
But they did not openly acknowledge the Lord either.
他们就用一个明哲保身的那种的态度。
They just try to preserve themselves.
提摩太呢？
How about Timothy?
我们知道提摩太这一个少年人。
Timothy the young man.
他身体是很软弱的。
He had a weak body.
不但他的身体软弱，并且他的天性呢是非常的这个退缩的。
Not only he had a weak body, but also naturally he was a withdrawn man.
Very timid.
A very timid person.
那么他这个人啊，过去啊，一直是躲在保罗的荫下。
And in the past, he had hidden himself in the shadow of Paul.
他不是一个冲锋的人。
And he was not the one that would charge.
他是跟着保罗在那里侍奉神。
He followed Paul to serve God.
现在保罗被俘了。
Now Paul is in prison.
那么在这样光景的时候
，In this condition,
你能想象到在提摩太他的心情的里面发生一种什么样的光景
？And you can imagine.What kind of condition is in the heart of Timothy?
就着他的天性来说
According to his natural condition,
虽然他不会否认主
although he will not deny the Lord,
也不会否认保罗
he will not deny Paul,
但是他会隐藏起来
but he could hid himself,
他会退缩
and he could be timid and withdraw,
他自己可以守住真理，但是他不敢为真理刚强做见证。
He can preserve the faith, the truth himself, but he cannot testify for the faith.
但是提摩太是一个接旁的人，接旁。
But Timothy is the one who received the banner.
因为保罗被捕了。
Because Paul was put in prison.
那么第二代的人要起来继续主的见证。
The second generation has to rise up for the testimony of the Lord.
如果提摩太也隐藏起来了。
If Timothy also hid himself.
如果提摩太也妥协起来了。
If Timothy also compromised.
那么主的见证在地上就要断绝了。
Then the testimony of the Lord will be discontinued on earth.
所以保罗虽然他自己在十分困苦之中。
So Paul in his great stress,
他不想到他的自己。
He did not think of himself.
他想到主的见证。
He thought of the testimony of the Lord.
他也知道他所亲爱的儿子提摩太。
He knew his son Timothy.
所以他就写了这一封的书信给他。
So he wrote this letter to Timothy.
就给他看见说。
To let Timothy know.
他在主面前那个信心是有来源的。
The faith that Timothy has before God has a source.
他在真理上是有根基的。
And on faith, he has a foundation.
现在你碰到这样严重的那考验的时候
，Now when you are faced with this very serious test,
你不但不能退缩
，Not only you cannot withdraw,
并且你要靠住主的恩典，要刚强起来。
You have to be strong by the faith of God.
因为神所赐给你的不是胆怯的心。
By the grace of God, because what God has given you is not a spirit of cowardice,
乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心
but of power, of love, and of wise discretion.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天所处的光景
the conditions in which we are in today,
约保罗和提摩太在那个时候所处的光景有许多相像的地方。
There are many similarities to the conditions of, in which Paul and Timothy found themselves.
虽然在外面没有像他们那一种严重的光景。
Although outwardly there seems to be, we don't seem to be in a very serious condition as theirs.
但是在树林的那一个环境和空气的里面。
But in the spiritual realm and atmosphere.
我们实在感觉说，我们今天进入在这样的一个情形之中。
We feel we are in the same condition.
许多的神的儿女。
Many children of God.
经不起许多的打击。
Cannot stand the affliction.
许多的人都已经失散。
Many people have been dispersed.
虽然他们没有否认主。
Although they have not denied the Lord.
但是他们隐藏起来了。
But they hid themselves.
在这样一个光景中的时候。
In such condition.
弟兄姊妹，我们应当如何？
Dear brothers and sisters, what? How should we be?
神在那里寻找一般忠心的人。
The Lord is looking for faithful men.
神需要有一些的人能起来继续为他做见证。
God needs faithful people that can rise up to continue his testimony.
所以到了第八节的时候。
So when we come to verse 8,
我们在中文圣经里头缺了两个字。
And in our Chinese translation, it was, there was some lacking.
如果你有英文圣经的话,
If you have English Bible,
你就看见有一个字叫 therefore, 所以。
You see, there is a word called therefore.
所以。
Therefore,
我们知道所以啊是圣上文的。
Therefore is something that is connected to the pretext.
上面是告诉我们有清洁的良心，无畏的信心。
And in previously we were mentioned this pure conscience and the genuine faith.
我们在这里看见说受到严重的考验。
And here we see that was in great test.
不但不能退缩。
Not only you cannot withdraw.
并且还要刚强起来。
But you have to be strong.
为什么原因呢？
For what reason?
他说所以。
He said, therefore.
你不要以我们主的见证为耻。
Be not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
因为在这里有一个东西太重要。
Because here there is faith very important.
这个东西就是我们主的见证。
And this is the testimony of our Lord.
现在这个问题不是我们个人得失的问题。
The question is not the gain or lose of you or me.
这个问题也不是光是保罗一个人或者提摩太一个人的问题。
And this is not the issue of Paul or Timothy.
这个问题是牵涉到主的见证。
This issue has to do with the testimony of our Lord.
在这样的环境的里面。
In such environment.
究竟主的见证有没有人起来维持？
Is there anybody that will rise up to maintain the testimony of the Lord?
我们是不是以主的见证为羞耻？
And aren't we ashamed of the testimony of our Lord?
或者我们肯为主的见证把自己摆上去？
Or can we put forth ourselves for the testimony of our Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
什么叫做我们主的见证呢？
What is the testimony of our Lord?
我们知道，如果你读启示录的话，
If you read the Revelation,
你看见在启示录里面，耶稣基督的见证是一个很重要的名词。
You know, then you see that in the book of Revelation, this word, the testimony of Lord Jesus,The testimony of Jesus is a very important term.
可以说整个的启示录，
The whole Revelation.
也可以说整个的预言
and the whole prophecy
都是耶稣的见证
are the testimony of Jesus
因为在启示录第十九章第十节里面
because in the Revelation chapter 19 verse 10
这里告诉我们说预言的灵是耶稣的见证
the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus
这一个是原文的译法
And this is the translation of the original language.
预言的灵
The spirit of prophecy
乃是耶稣的见证
is the testimony of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters, we know that there are so many prophecies in the Bible.
尤其在启示录里头，我们看见预言各种各样的事情。
We know, in particular in Revelation, many things were prophesied.
但是这里告诉我们说，预言的灵是什么呢？
But here it tells us, what is the spirit of prophecy?
预言的字句是七个完了，七个应了，七个好了。
The letter of prophecy is the seven bowl and the seven
trumpets.
Trumpets,
seven seals,
and seven seals.
这一个是预言的字句。
Those are the letters of the prophecy.
但是预言的灵是什么呢？
But what is the spirit of the prophecy?
预言的灵是耶稣的见证。
The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
如果今天我们读预言，
If we read the prophecy today,
只注意是预言的字句。
Only pay attention to the letters of prophecy. And we ignore the spirit of prophecy. Then we lose the real purpose of prophecy. The whole prophecy is to give testimony to the Lord. When Apostle John was exiled to the Patmos Island,
为什么他被充军呢？
Why he was exiled?
他说是为着神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
He said it's for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我们到了第五章里面。
In chapter 5,
我们看见有一帮被杀的人在祭坛的底下。
We have seen a group of slain people under the altar.
这些都是殉道者。
And those were the martyrs.
他们是为耶稣的见证而殉道。
They were martyrs for the testimony of Jesus.
因为耶稣的见证是一个了不得的东西。
Because the testimony of Jesus is a tremendous thing.
仇敌 很怕这个见证。
The enemy is afraid of it.
他想尽各种的方法要来取消这个见证。
The enemy uses all means to abolish this testimony.
因此那些为耶稣做见证的人要受许多的苦难。
So those who held the testimony of Jesus have to suffer.
保罗他被俘也是为着耶稣的见证。
Paul was in prison for the testimony of Jesus.
因为耶稣的见证乃是神的旨意。
Because the testimony of Jesus is the will of God.
乃是神在地上要得着的。
That's the one which God wants to obtain on earth.
那么什么是耶稣的见证呢？
But what is the testimony of Jesus?
换一句话说，就是见证耶稣是谁。
The question is to testify who Jesus is.
见证这位耶稣他是谁。
Who is this Jesus?
这一个就是耶稣的见证。
That is the testimony of Jesus.
那么这一位耶稣究竟是谁呢？
So who after all is this Jesus?
如果我们看启示录第一章，这个第七节第八节的话。
If we read Revelation 1, verses 7 and 8.
主耶稣，chapter 1. 主耶稣他自己怎么宣告呢？
And what did our Lord Jesus proclaim?
他说， 第十七节第十八节。
Verses 17 and 18.
主耶稣他对约翰怎么说呢？
And what did our Lord Jesus say to John?
他说我是首先的，我是末后的。
He said, I am the first and the last.
又是那存活的。
And the living one.
我曾死过。
I became dead.
现在又活了。
And behold, I'm living.
直活到永永远远。
To the ages of ages.
并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And have the keys of death and of Hades.
这一个是主 说到他的自己。
This is when our Lord talked about himself.
他是首先的。
He is the first.
他也是末后的。
He is the last.
他是永远活着的。
And he is the living one.
但是他曾死过。
But he was dead.
他从死里复活了。
But he was living again.
并且活到永永远远。
And living to the ages of ages.
他手里拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And have in his hand the keys to the death and of Hades.
简单地说来，
Simply put,
耶稣的见证是什么呢？
What is the testimony of Jesus?
耶稣的见证就说耶稣他是主。
The testimony of Jesus is to say that Jesus is the Lord.
主耶稣他是主。
Lord Jesus is the Lord.
神已经立他为主为基督了。
God has established him to be the Lord and Christ.
问席都要向他跪拜。
All knees have to bow down to him.
问口都要称耶稣为主。
All tongues have to confess that he is the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天这个见证乃是托给教会的。
Today, this testimony is entrusted to the church.
教会要为耶稣做见证。
The church has to hold the testimony of Jesus.
教会不为自己做见证。
The church does not testify to itself.
教会的见证就是耶稣是主。
The testimony of the church is that Jesus is Lord.
谁把这个见证信托给教会。
God has entrusted this testimony to the church.
我们要起来见证说耶稣实在是主。
We have to stand up and testify that Jesus is indeed the Lord.
但是我们要做这样的一个见证。
But when we want to give this testimony,
我们必须要让耶稣在我们身上真正的做主。
We have to let Lord Jesus to be the real Lord in us.
他在教会中是要做主。
He has to be the Lord in the church.
然后他要在世界里面做主。
And then he has to be the Lord of the world.
他要做宇宙中的唯一的主。
He will be the only Lord in the universe.
这一个就是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
所以难怪你看见仇敌魔鬼他是最怕这样的一个见证。
So no wonder.The enemy, the Satan, is afraid of such a testimony.
因为如果这样的见证建立起来的话，
Because if such a testimony is withheld,
他就完全被消灭了。
The Satan is completely defeated.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear,
给我们看见，
Here we see,
世界在哪里逼迫基督徒。
The world is persecuting the Christians.
他们在哪里说该杀是主。
They want to say Caesar is the Lord.
除了该杀之外，没有别的王。
Besides Caesar, there's no other king.
但是保罗在那里说耶稣是主。
But Paul there says that Jesus is the Lord.
所以你在这里看见有一个极大的冲击。
So here you see a great conflict.
因着这个缘故，保罗他就被囚，甚至于殉道。
For this reason, Paul was put in prison and Paul was martyred.
但是保罗说，我不义。我们主的见证为羞耻。
But Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们对主的见证究竟有什么态度？
What is our attitude today toward the testimony of our Lord?
我们是不是因为看见说这一个见证受到各种各样的折磨？
Is it because we have seen that this testimony was persecuted in many ways?
不但世界在那里好像攻击这个见证。
Not only the world is opposing and attacking this testimony.
仇敌做了一个更厉害的工作。
The enemy did a more dreadful work.
他不是光在外面在那里来反对这个见证。
Not only the enemy was against this testimony from outside.
他在里面混乱这个见证。
He has confused and mixed disturb this testimony.
到了一个地步啊，我们以这个见证为羞耻了。
To an extent that we are ashamed of this testimony.
我们分不出来什么是真正是我们主的见证。
We cannot discern or to tell difference what is the testimony of our Lord.
我们以为说我们是为主做见证。
And we thought that we are giving testimony to the Lord.
但是结果不是那么一回事。
But it's not really so.
所以我们里面非常的困惑。
So we are very perplexed inside.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在这样的时候我们是不是就说退缩了呢？
Under this condition, should we just withdraw?
我们就来保存我们自己了。
And we just preserve ourselves.
保罗说，不要以我们的主的见证为羞耻。
Paul says,Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
这个见证是正确的。
Now this testimony is accurate.
这个见证是必须要继续下去。
And this testimony has to continue.
虽然为做这个见证也要受一点的苦难。
And although we have to suffer a bit for this testimony,
但是这样的苦难是值得的。
But this suffering is worthwhile.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
保罗又告诉我们说,
And Paul tells us again,
他说你们要记得神在那里, 用救了。
He tells us that the Lord saved us.
以圣召召我们,
and God has called us with a holy calling.
不是按照我们的行为, 乃是按照他的旨意和恩典,
not according to our works, but according to His purpose and His grace.
万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的,
which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages of time.
神救了我们,
God saved us.
但是他救了我们，不是到此为止了。But
he did not just save us to this step.
他用圣召来召我们。He
called us with a holy calling.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，都是被神呼召的人。Dear
brothers and sisters, every one of us who have been saved, we have been called by God.
他这样来呼召我们，不是根据我们的行为。
He called us not according to our works.
不是因为我们好。
Not because we are good.
他呼召我们是根据他的旨意和他的恩典。
He called us according to His own purpose and grace.
换一句话说,
In another word,
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，都是神所呼召的人。
Every one of us who have been saved is called by God.
那么神呼召我们是根据他那个永远的旨意。
God has called us according to His own eternal purpose.
他根据他那个旨意来呼召我们。
And according to that purpose, He calls us.
然后他用恩典赐给我们。
Then He gave us grace.
叫我们能答应这个呼召。
So that we can answer to the call.
那么这个旨意是什么呢？
And what is that purpose?
这个旨意简单地说，就是为主做见证。
And that purpose, simply put, is to give testimony to the Lord.
这一个就是福音。
This is the gospel.
福音是告诉我们说,
the gospel tells us,
主耶稣已经来了,
the Lord Jesus has come.
他已经把死废去了,
He has abolished death.
那么坏的生命彰显出来了。
He has manifested His life and incorruptibility.
那么今天在我们里面有一个不能朽坏的生命。
Now today in us there is an incorruptible life.
在我们的四围都是死亡。
And it's death surrounding us.
如果我们知道福音的话,
if we know this gospel,
如果我们知道我们的呼召的话,
if we know this calling,
虽然在这样四围都是死亡的里面,
although we could be surrounded by death,
我们不会被死亡所吞灭,
we will not be devoured by death,
反而叫这个不朽坏的生命更有机会能彰显神的能力。
And yet this incorruptible life can be expressed by the power of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
保罗这么说,
what did Paul say?
他说我知道我所信的是谁。
Paul says, I know the one that I know who I believe.
并且我深深地相信他能保守我所交付他的直到那日。
And I am persuaded that he will keep what I have entrusted to him until that day.
这一个就叫他里面有这个力量。
This gives Paul the power inside,
来维持主的见证。
To keep this testimony of the Lord.
第一，我知道我所信的是谁。
The first, I know whom I have believed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道不知道我们所信的是谁呢？
Do we know who we have believed?
我们所信的不是一段的道理。
What we have believed is not a section of the truth.
我们所信的不是一套制度。
What we have believed is not a set of systems.
我们所信的也不是任何的人。
We are not believing any person.
也不是保罗，也不是彼得。
Not Paul, not Peter.
也不是亚波罗。
Not Apollo.
我们所信的是一位我们的主耶稣。
What we believe is our Lord Jesus.
人会错。
Man can go wrong.
制度会错。
And the system can go wrong.
教训也会错。
The teaching can be wrong.
但是我们所信的主不会错。
But the Lord Jesus that we believe, he cannot go wrong.
今天的难处在什么地方呢？
Where is our difficulty today?
我们因为人错了。
Because a man is mistaken,
我们就失去信心了。
Then we lose faith.
我们因为教训错了。
Because the teaching is wrong.
我们就灰心了。
Then we become disappeared.
我们因为一个制度错了。
And because the system is wrong.
我们就放弃了。
And then we give up.
神从来没有叫我们相信一个人。
God has never told us to believe in a man.
没有一个人不错的。
And there's no person which is never wrong.
如果你信一个人的话，终究你要跌倒的。
If you believe a person, sooner or later you will fall.
如果你信保罗，也会跌倒的。
Even if you believe in Paul, you will fall.
如果你所信这些教训
if what you believe in is only a set of teachings,
这些教训可以慢慢变成异端的。
A teachings could gradually become a heresy.
如果你所相信的是一种方法制度
，If you believe in is a system, is means.
方法制度，在某一个时间，是有效的。
And the system, some ways can be effective.
在另外一个时间就失效了。
But another time, it is not effective.
这些根本不是我们所信的。
Because these are not what we should believe in.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你知道你所信的是谁吗？
Do you know whom you have believed?
如果你知道你所信的是谁
If you know whom you have believed,
你不会跌倒
You shall not fall.
你今天跌倒，因为你忘记了你所信的是谁
You have fallen today because you have forgot whom you have believed.
我们的主乃是可靠的主
Our Lord is credible.
他从来没有误我们
He has never done us wrong.
他是信实可靠的主。
He is a faithful, reliable Lord.
所以保罗说，我知道我所信的是谁。
So Paul says, I know whom I have believed.
他是万有的主。
And he is the Lord of all.
我信他。
I believe in him.
我跟从他。
I follow him.
一直到底。
Until the end.
同时他说。
And he also said,
我也深深地知道
I'm persuaded
他能保守我所交托他的直到那日
that he is able to keep what I have entrusted to him until that day
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
在这里的话好像什么呢
And these words are like
好像你有一点的东西
Like you have something here
你把它这个存款呢存到银行里头去一样
As if you deposit these things in the bank
所以是个 deposit 你就把它存进去了
You deposit this thing in the bank
我们这一般信主的人
And we the believers
我们能不能忠心到底呢
Can we be faithful until the end?
今天有许多的人问这个问题
Today many people ask this question
我们在哪里看历史的时候
When we read the history
我们看见在这里神有一个工作起来了
We see here a work of God arose
那这个工作实在是神所做的
And this work was indeed the work of God
主的见证起来了
And the testimony arose
在一般人的中间
Among men
但是我们看见
But the history tells us
差不多二十年三十年
About in 20 or 30 years
就落下去了
It fell off
一个起来一个就下去了
When one rose up the other fell down
那么人也是一样
Same with men
我们看见有许多的人很爱主
We have seen many men who love the Lord
甚至被主大用的
And they were used mightily by the Lord
但是到了一个时候他们掉下去了
ButAt a certain point, they fell.
是不是在我们里面感觉说，那么这样我如何呢
？Don't we feel in ourselves? Now what should I do?
是不是我也能忠心到底呢
？Can I be faithful to the end?
或者我也要像他们一样呢
？Or I'll be like them.
如果我要像他们一样，那不必走了。
If I would be like them, then it's no need for me to walk out.
因为你走得越远，你跌得越深。
Because the farther you walk, the deeper you fall.
你看见神所兴起的作为。
You see what the work of God.
如果过了几十年就转变了。
And if after tens of days say change. Then you dare not to put yourself in it. Because if you think if I put myself in after tens of days, it will be wasted.
There's
nothing is for sure.
你知道有一段圣经叫做 perseverance of the saints, 圣徒的稳固。
And there is a perseverance of the saints.
那么圣徒怎样能被保守呢?
How can the saints be kept?
要记得,
we have to remember.
这个圣徒的命保守不是圣徒自己能保守的。
The saints are kept not by themselves.
乃是这一位万有的主，他来保守我们。
But this Lord of all, He preserves us.
如果你把你的钱藏在你的床底下,
if you put your money under your bed,
也许有一天一个宅进来把它偷去了,
maybe one day a thief comes in, you take the money away.
所以你就把你的钱藏在银行里头,
so you put your money in the bank,
盼望银行能保险一下,
and maybe the bank can guarantee
you. 当然今天银行倒闭了,
but today many banks fell bankrupt.
但是在这里给我们看见,
but here we see,
凡是神在我们里面所给我们的恩典,
all the grace that God has given to us,
神在我们里面所给我们看见,
what God has led us to see inside,
神所给我们的,
what God has given us,
这个都是像一个存款一样,
and this is just like deposits.
我们怎样能忠心一直到底呢?
How can we be faithful until the death?
你需要把这些的 都交给这一位主。
You need to entrust all this to our Lord.
如果你把一切你所知道的,
if you for everything that you know,
一切神所给你的恩典,
everything that is from the grace of God,
神所带领你走的道路,
and all the path that you have walked, led by God,
不是自己在那里守着,
and not you don't preserve these things by yourself,
你把这一切都交托你的主,
you entrust all this to your Lord,
你要看见说,
and you shall see,
主要保守你一直到那一天,
the Lord shall preserve you until that day.
那一天就是见主面的时候,
that day is the day you meet the Lord.
这个就是圣徒的安全,
and this is the security of the saints.
保罗他不但知道他所信的是谁,
Paul not only know whom he has believed,
并且他实在把他自己和他一切神所给他的都交在主的手里头,
but he also entrusted himself and all that God has given him to the Lord.
他没有一样是扣留在自己手里头,
he has not kept anything in his own hand.
因此他深深地知道主能保守, 他一直到建筑灭的时候,
so in him he is deeply persuaded that the Lord can preserve him and what he entrusted to the Lord until that day.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brother and sister,
我们承认在这样一个大的震动的时候,
we acknowledge that in this day of great shaking,
如果要凭着我们自己的话, 恐怕我们也不会忠心一直到底的。
We may not be able to be faithful until the end if just according to ourselves.
但是我们有一个秘诀。
But there is a secret.
我们可以把我们一切的都放在主的手里头。
We can put everything in the hand of the Lord.
主要保守我们一直到那一天。
The Lord will keep that until that day.
这是我差不多天天在主面前的祷告。
This is my daily prayer before God.
主啊, 我靠不住,
Lord, I'm not.
我只有把我自己完全交给你,
I can only entrust myself to you.
只有你能保守我,
only you can keep me.
叫我能见你的面,
until that the day I can see you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一面把一切交给主,
on the one hand, we entrust all to the Lord.
一面主所交给我们的,
on the other hand, what the Lord has entrusted to us,
我们靠着圣灵来牢牢地守住,
and we keep it tightly by the Holy Spirit.
我们不能,
we cannot.
但是圣灵在我们里面,
but the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
他能保守神所教导给我们。
He is able to keep what God has entrusted to us.
叫我们不失去主的见证,
so that we do not lose the testimony of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
主的见证是一直继续下去的
The testimony of the Lord shall continue.
问题是说有谁愿意忠心到底
The question is, who is willing to be faithful to the end?
你知道在我们今天的光景中
You know, in our present condition,
问题不再怎样来重振教会
The question is not how to reconstruct the church.
问题呢是说怎样来维持主的见证
The question is, how do we maintain the testimony of our Lord?
这一个是一个主要的问题
This is the main issue.
今天神在这里寻找一般的人
Today, God is looking for a group of people.
不因着外面各种的环境而退缩
Who would not withdraw because of the outward circumstances.
反而能凭着主的恩典和他的能力
But by the grace and power of the Lord.
起来来继续主的见证
To rise up and continue the testimony of the Lord.
这一个是保罗对提摩太的盼望
And this is the hope of Paul to Timothy.
到了第一章末了的时候
To the end of the first chapter.
保罗在这里告诉我们说
Paul tells us here.
他说所有亚细亚的人都离弃了我
All who are in Asia have deserted me.
其中有腓力基和赫摩奇尼
And here is Phygellus and Hermogenes.
我们不知道这两个人是谁
We do not know who these people are
可能他们是在亚细亚众教会中比较有名望的弟兄
Maybe those are more famous brothers in the Asian churches
也可能他们与保罗有同工
Maybe they were once co-workers with Paul
但是最少他们在众弟兄姊妹中好像影响力
But at least they have influence among brothers and sisters.
很可能当危机的时候
And very possibly that when danger came.
被保罗被捕的时候
When Paul was put in prison.
这两个人呢他们就离弃了保罗
These two turn away from Paul.
不但离弃保罗也影响全亚细亚的弟兄姊妹都离弃了保罗
They not only turn away from Paul, but they have influenced the other brothers and sisters in Asia to desert Paul.
他们要保存他们自己的性命
They want to preserve their own lives.
以保罗为耻
They are ashamed of Paul.
也以主的见证为耻
They are ashamed of the testimony of the Lord.
所以可能保罗特地提到这两个人的名字
So that's why Paul maybe particularly mentioned these two names
但是另一方面呢
But on the other side
他又提起一个人的名字
Paul mentioned another person
他提起亚尼斯弗
Onesiphorus
这个人与前面两个人是完全相反的
This person is totally opposite to the previous two
他不但在以弗所的时候他怎样的服侍主服侍保罗
Not onlyHe served the Lord and helped Paul in Ephesus.
并且他为着其他的原因，他到罗马去的时候
，and also when he went to Rome,
他殷勤地把保罗找到。
He sought Paul diligently and found him.
别人离弃保罗
，and other people deserted Paul.
他反而殷勤地去找保罗。
But he looked for Paul diligently.
你知道这是很危险的一件事。
You know this is very dangerous for him.
因为如果他去找保罗的话
，for while when he was looking for Paul,
他也有被捕的那个可能性。
There's a chance for him to be put in prison.
我们记得当我们的主被捕的时候
，we remember when our Lord was captured.
门徒都失散了。
And the disciples dispersed.
彼得三次的否认主。
And Peter denied the Lord three times.
所以在这样的一个境遇的里面
，So in such circumstances,
阿尼斯弗他能这样的去找保罗。
Onesiphorus looked for Paul in such way.
表明说他与保罗是站在一起的。
It says that he stood together with Paul.
为我们的主做见证。
For the testimony of our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
无论在 在哪一个时代
，No matter in what time，
不单在保罗的时候
，Not only in Paul's time，
就是在我们今天
，But even today，
也是如此
，The same。
我们看见在神的儿女中有两种的人
，We see that there are two kinds of people in God's children。
一种的人就像这个腓杰罗和赫摩吉尼一样。
One kind is like a Phygellus and Hermogenes.
他们以主的见证为羞耻。
They are ashamed of the testimony of the Lord.
他们不愿意站在主的一边。
They are not willing to stand on the same side of the Lord.
他们不愿意为主受苦。
They are not willing to suffer for the Lord.
但是感谢神，还有一些的人。
But we thank God there are other kinds of people.
像阿尼斯弗一样。
Just like Onesiphus.
他还是向主忠心。
And he is still faithful to the Lord.
他愿意。为主做见证。
He is willing to give testimony to the Lord.
他也愿意为主的见证而受苦。
He is willing to suffer for the testimony of the Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
今天。
Today.
神在哪里呼召一般忠心的人
？God is calling for faithful men.
忠心与主的见证。
Be faithful to the testimony of the Lord.
不是忠心在其他的上面。
It's not faithful to the other things.
是忠心与主的见证。
And faithful to the testimony of the Lord.
我们要在地上维持主的见证。
We have to keep the testimony of the Lord on earth.
我们要见证说耶稣是主。
We have to testify that Jesus is the Lord.
他在我的身上是主。
He is the Lord on my body.
他在我们中间是主。
He is the Lord amongst us.
他是世界的主。
He is the Lord of the world.
他是宇宙的主。
He is the Lord of the universe.
这一个就是在这样的时候，主所盼望得着的。
And this is what our Lord hopes to get at this time.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你是无所不知的主。
Because you know all things.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
在事情还没有临到之前。
And before things happen to us.
你已经预先告诉了我们。
You have told us beforehand.
你警告了我们。
You warned us.
你教训了我们。
You taught us.
你也鼓励了我们。
You encouraged us.
所以我们的主，当我们在哪里读你话语的时候。
So our Lord, when we are reading your word,
我们实在里面感谢赞美你。
We really thank you and praise you.
因为你就是我们的道路。
Because you are our way.
你就是我们的一切。
You are all in all to us.
我们的主，我们求你在这么后的时代。
Lord, we ask you that at this end time,
你兴起许多你自己的儿女来。
That you raise up many of your children.
能为你做见证。
To testify for you.
能忠心一直到底。
To be faithful until the end.
因为知道还有一点点的时候。
Because we know that only a few hours.
那要来的就要来的。
The one that is to come will come.
主啊，如果我们退后的话。
Lord, if we withdraw.
你心里不喜悦。
You will not be pleased.
所以我们仰望你。
So Lord, we look up to you.
我们把自己再一次的献给你。
And once again, we dedicate ourselves to you.
愿你保守我们直到那日。
And that you can keep us until that day.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.